This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Democrats in the state of South Carolina went to the polls Saturday to choose who they want as their party's nominee for president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is following the story.
It was an exuberant Hillary Clinton who addressed supporters in South Carolina after a sweeping victory over rival Bernie Sanders. Though voter turnout in South Carolina was light overall, exit polls showed 60% of the Democrats who did vote were black, and they overwhelmingly backed Clinton. That advantage could also pay off in upcoming Super Tuesday primaries in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia, all of which have large black populations. Speaking to supporters in Minnesota, rival Bernie Sanders vowed to fight on in the Super Tuesday contest when 11 states hold Democratic primaries or caucuses. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul, killing at least 12, wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Zahid Mujahid told VOA the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombings, killing 23 army officers, wounding many others. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about the possible deployment of U.S. military advisors to the region. Nigeria struggled for 7 years in trying to stop deadly raids by Boko Haram. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration is reporting a sharp increase in the number of sub-Saharan Africans making the dangerous sea journey from Libya to Italy, but the organization says a deadly new trend is developing on board the boats that smuggle these migrants. That story now from Lisa Schlein.
The International Organization for Migration calls death by asphyxiation on board smugglers' boats sailing from Libya to Italy a horrific new trend. The latest incidents came to light in the last few days when more than 1,000 migrants were rescued at sea and brought to two different Italian seaports. IOM spokesman Itai Veriri says among those brought ashore by rescuers were five bodies, three women and two men from sub-Saharan Africa. They apparently had died from asphyxiation during the journey.
The vessels that they're being put on are quite overcrowded. So whereas normally you hear of migrants drowning in large numbers, now we're seeing more and more being squashed in these vessels that they're being put into.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran continues the counts of votes today from its parliamentary election with final results expected tomorrow. Partial results indicate major gains for reformists and moderates who favor engagement with the West. President Hassan Rouhani and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani are also leading the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts, which monitors the work of the Supreme Leader. The Syrian ceasefire has brought relative calm to much of the country for the first time in years, but there have been some incidents of violence. Stephane de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainty of a cessation of hostilities.
The truce was brokered by the United States and Russia at the UN. Syrian opposition umbrella group known as the High Negotiations Committee says 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to the terror groups, the Islamic State, and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. At a town hall meeting in Germany, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media site, but said Facebook is making progress and has heard the message loud and clear. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream.
That's Cascada and another one of her dance tracks, Every Time We Touch. She's been on the top of the dance chart several times. My name's Larry London. It's VOA 1, The Hits. Here's The Weeknd in the Night.
Yeah. clear, you know we
are
clear.
Oh,
'cause I'm gonna stand by you.
Rachel Platten and a new song from her Wildfire album. The album features a duet with Andy Grammer. She was opening for Andy last year on his tour, and the two made time to record a song together. That one's called Stand By You. I'm Larry London. This is VOA1 The Hits and Meghan Trainor.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
Boom.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. 'Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell the city to die. No, I'm just playing. I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. You know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
Like
best song ever.
Best song ever? One Direction. My name's Larry London, and Louie from the band One Direction, very upset. He's upset at the paparazzi because they've been hanging out outside of his home as they try to grab a photo of his new baby boy. He's got a son that was born last month named Freddie, and the press seemed to want to get a photo, and he doesn't like that one bit. You are listening to VOA1, The Hits.
Yeah, I just can't do it without you.
Tell me, is this fair?
Around usually makes me very nauseous. Justin Timberlake here on VOA 1. I'm Larry London. Check out my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I'm always putting up stuff for you to check out. Let's check out Daya Hideaway.
Spending all the most, and if he ain't coming close, it's time that you tell him bye. I'll take you up in the sky. We'll be floating, get you like the ocean. I'ma speed up on it. If it was a book, I would read up on it. Girl, I'm just trying to get you back to my crib. Seen on them Instagram pictures you post, so I already know what it is. Talk to me now.
Kingston with Chris Brown, Beat It. Chris has a new song off his album, Royalty. And it seems like he wants to get back together with Karrueche Tran. He mentions her name in a song, which is kind of cool. Except when you've broken up, then it's not so cool anymore. Speaking of breaking up, Gwen Stefani ended her marriage to Gavin Rossdale at the end of last year. Now OK Magazine says that she and Blake Shelton have split up. And apparently OK Magazine is reporting the reason that Miranda Lambert, who is Blake's ex-wife, sent texts to Gwen Stefani, and Gwen didn't like the text, so she ended the relationship. That's all according to OK Go magazine, who had reported earlier this week that Gwen was pregnant. I don't know about all that stuff, but I do know that Gwen and Blake did celebrate the birthday party of Gwen Stefani's youngest baby boy son, whose name is Apollo. He turned 2 on Saturday. This is VOA 1 with Gwen Stefani. Used to love you.
We'll be right back. special. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for show. I won't ever change. And though my love is
Furtado, and I'm like a bird. I'm Larry London. You are listening to VOA 1. The hits continue with Kelly Clarkson, Catch My Breath.
I don't want to be left behind. Distance was a friend of mine. Catching breath in a web of lies. I've spent most of my the other half, learning how
catching my breath, letting it go, turning my cheek for the sake of the show. Now that you know this is my life, I won't be told what's supposed to be right. Catching my breath, letting it go, turning my cheek for the sake of the show. Now that you know this is my life, I won't be told what's supposed to be right.
Shoulder.